Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are again on a Friday evening here on Manx Radio. Not any old Friday evening, though, because this is Friday evening of course, TT Race Week. So we've got some sounds to celebrate the best in modern and contemporary jazz with a speedy theme with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And what do you know? It's all over, bar the shouting. Yes, TT25 draws to a close. Well, except for tomorrow's Milwaukee Senior Race, of course. So whilst you might have had a bit of a damp couple of weeks, we hope it hasn't been an entire blowout, and we hope that the racing, along with a great atmosphere all over the island, has made up for it. So H, what has TT Mood put you in the mood for, other than burgers and bushies? Other fine locally brewed beverages are available, and what slowed things down for you, other than the speed traps and the traffic?
Well, I am a go-go, and of course, being the TT, go! I'm celebrating one of the island's finest with Connor Cummins, I'm thinking of there, of course, and I'll have a bit of initial speed as well.
And for me, well, we race again, we take the checkered flag, we get the blues, but first past the start line is a bit of King Crimson. Vroom, given the big band treatment by Ed Palermo. Chester King Crimson fans among you may have recognised Vroom, with an extra O for good measure, from Thrack, but given here a big band witty treatment by the Ed Palermo Big Band. Saxophonist, composer, bandleader and arranger Ed Palermo has frequently he's tackled the music of rock and pop greats including Edgar Winter, the Moody Blues, the Beatles and of course Frank Zappa. But the band's latest release, Prog vs. Fusion, The War of the Ages, is really a suite that takes you through the whole of the 70s as we happily segue from Steely Dan to Neil Young and from Yes to Frank Zappa, picking up Return to Forever, Mahavishnu, ELP and many others along the way. And for fans of prog, fusion and big band, you could do a lot worse than sitting back and enjoying a nostalgic hour. Great fun, great playing, and I'm sure great to catch live as they regularly play the Falcon in Marlborough, New York, or the Iridium in Manhattan, so you might catch that H. And the album's out now on Sky Cat Records.
Yes, I was looking at the Iridium, but I couldn't actually see anything I wanted to go and see there. I'll go and have another look, it must be said. I'm staying with a rocky, fusion-y, sort of quick blast from the past feel about this next one. 801, Phil Manzanera. Yes, there's a name you might remember from times past. Some great tracks. This one's always been a favourite, and it's exactly what you need when you're setting off, particularly on a four-lap race, as was the case with the superbikes the other day. Initial Speed. We'll be right back. And there it fades into the next track, of course, on the album. Phil Manzanera, and you might remember him from the likes of, well, I don't know, Roxy Music, Quiet Sun. Used to love Quiet Sun. 801, still going in his 70s now. And so just looking, I didn't realise, I confess, that it is not his real name. He was actually born Philip Jeffrey Target Adams, but was known and still is known professionally as Phil Manzanera, wherever you know him from. But I remember hearing that one way back when you might have been at Chester College or somewhere, and I liked it then, still like it now. Perfect stuff, Initial Speed. I mean, what more could you need off the start line on Glen Crutchery Road?
Next up from me, though, is a release from drummer and arranger Kai Craig. The album A Time Forgotten on Whirlwind Records is released in August the 8th, coming up, and from it here's the opening track, Namesake. We'll be right back. New release from drummer Kay Craig. And Kay Craig, I beg his pardon. And if you're wondering what the TT Link is, if you fancy more racing on the mountain circuit, don't forget the TT namesake, the Manx Classic TT, returns in August the 25th on through to September the 5th. So that's something to look forward to.
Fantastically spurious.
Yeah, Kay was born in Brighton and took up the drums as a child. He said studied at the Royal Academy under Martin France, old pal of ours, and this programme became a regular on the London Jazz Club circuit before moving to Paris, where he was mentored by Gregory Hutch Hutchinson. But he now lives in New York, don't they all? And for his first album, has put together a fabulous quintet, as we heard, of the saxophonist Sean Payne, who wrote that track we were hearing, dueling with pianist Rainer Boehm, trumpeter James Copus, bassist Gerard Portal. Don't know if he's any relation, couldn't find out.
To Michel.
And, of course, Kay Craig at the drums. As well as the original compositions, the album features compositions by Fred Hirsch, Wayne Shorter, Kenny Kirkland and Michael Brecker. Kay says, music is a soundtrack to everybody's life, and I wanted to create something that is quintessentially a jazz record with the accessibility of a record that might come from a more mainstream genre. I hope this music can uplift and provide a heartfelt listening experience for everyone. The album, A Time Once Forgotten, out on Whirlwind, as I said, August the 8th.
Oh, my goodness. Too many good players, not enough time to listen to them all. That's the problem, isn't it? It is jumping in on Mike's Radio here with Chris and myself. It's celebrating the end of TT 2025 with a few speed and TT-related tracks. And I'm taking it far more literally than this one, you see. So I'm going to do a couple of... I'm going to do a back-to-backer here, a twofer, as they say. Hiromi will be go-go, and then John Scope will be a go-go. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Christian Sands. You listen to Manx Radio, jumping in with Chris and H.
Now, there we go. You see, go, go, a go, go. Go, go. It's exactly what you need for TT, isn't it? Go. Well, if you don't go, you're not going to win.
It's been a while since you went to go-go, I have to say. Thankfully.
Hiromi and, great mix there. So Hiromi starting us off there with her Sonic Wonderland, the first album with her new band. A new one just came out, which we featured on the programme the other day, of course. But this was the first Sonic Wonderland album, which I actually enjoyed very much with Hiromi. Sometimes you can be a little bit intense and way over the top, and it's always fun. Funky with Hiromi and quite high energy, so ideal for this sort of thing. But I've enjoyed the Sonic Wonderland band. Hiromi on piano and keyboards, Hadrian Farrow on bass, Gene Coit on drums, and Adam O'Farrell on trumpet and pedals. Oh, it's a Gene Cove, I think it is, isn't it? And then after that, John Scofield, the old man of guitar, I suppose he is now, isn't he? He's knocking on. He used to be the young Turk. Now he's the older, the old tiger, the old lion, I don't know, but wonderful stuff. A go-go with Medeski Martin and Wood Billy Martin, drums and tambourine. John Medeski on organ and Wurlitzer, clavinet and the like. Chris Wood, acoustic and electric bass. And I was amazed to find when I opened that CD up, it was signed, the CD and the album is signed, 2H. And I think, from memory, it was the tour I saw him in the Howlin' Wolf Club in New Orleans, of all places, where it was incredibly loud. But good stuff in any case. I think it was. If not, I have no idea, but somewhere along the line he'd signed it for me in any case. Great stuff.
He's a terrible name dropper, isn't he? The Howling Wolf in New Orleans. I have seen Hiromi, by the way. I think it was at the Barbados Jazz Festival. Now,
we saw it at London Jazz Festival.
We did see her in London, but I first saw her in Barbados.
Yeah, we're hoping to get to talk to her a bit. We'll still work on that.
And acoustic piano work is amazing too. Now for something of a novelty in jazz terms, I think. Drummer, keyboard player and steel panist Mark Cherry. Here's a track from his second album, Meet You at the Finish Line.
Thank you.
meet you at the finish line, as podium racers might have said to their fellow competitors this week. Mark Cherry, who learned to play the steel drums from his dad, who was one of the leading lights in the early days of the Notting Hill Carnival. And there's no doubt, when you think of steel drums, it does make you think of carnival, doesn't it? Mm. Also think it's kind of an early relation of the hong, which we've been great fans of. You indeed have one at home. And he shows that the Pans can swing too. John Donaldson on the piano, great player. Tom Mason on the bass, Eric Ford at the drums. And on that track, we heard a special guest, Dave O'Higgins on sax, and of course Mark Cherry on the steel pan.
Cracking stuff. And I have not heard, I think that's the first time I've heard an album with jazz steel pan. I mean, you think, you know, can you do with jazz with everything? If there's flautist, you don't hear that often. There's a jazz bagpiper, I know, that is pretty unique. There's certainly at least one album with jazz bassoon.
A number of jazz whistlers around.
Yeah, which is sort of the jazz bassoon. It's just a little bit cumbersome, but you can play without a doubt.
Look at all those Oregon albums with the oboe again.
The oboe again, yeah. You wouldn't think, but it's that lovely sort of chamber jazz sound. It is, jumping in, it's our TT special. Our own Connor Cummins hasn't been having much of a TT so far. Well, I don't know. Maybe this one will inspire him to great things. A bit late in the day, I know, because they're going out on a Friday evening. However, you never know. If we're doing it over the weekend, he might spur him on to better luck rather than greater things. He's got all the talent, just needs a bit of luck, doesn't he? Connor's Days. Harry Honig with his trio Connor's Days from the album of the same name. I'm going to stay with a similar theme, actually, as we head towards the top of the hour, thinking of the wonderful Crow Brothers, or indeed the wonderful Cain Brothers. Take your pick. I don't know who's more talented. Well, maybe the Crows. I don't know. In any case, the importance of brothers. Here's Mark Giuliano. a little bit of the Mark Giuliano Jazz Quartet and a track called The Importance of Brothers. We'll play that for the Crow Brothers. Mark Giuliano on drums, Chris Morrissey bass, Shy Maestro on piano, fine player he, Jason Rigby at the saxophone. Great stuff.
And that's about it for this TT Tinged edition of Jumping In. But before we go, there's time for one more track, finishing as we started with some of the best fusion players around. Keyboardist Alan Pasqua, who played with Tony Williams Lifetime, and Alan Holdsworth, who was in the band at the time, recording what's regarded by many as one of the finest fusion albums, Believe It, back in 75. You got a copy of that?
I don't think I have either.
Fast forward to 2007, when Holdsworth recruited Pasqua, along with drummer Chad Wackerman and bassist Jimmy Haslip, all kind of fusion royalty really, to perform a few shows at Yoshi's Jazz Club as a tribute to Tony Williams. Those shows were the basis of the album Blues for Tony on Moon June in 2009, and a live DVD at Yoshi's Back to the Present, and a third production has been edited from those live Yoshi recording under Alan Pasqua's names. Pronto Cosmos is now available as a tribute to Holdsworth with a nod to Williams, and from it here's Blues for Tony for Tony's Everywhere. Stay safe, see you in a couple of weeks.
Indeed, mind the end of the bikes.
Bye for now.